Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio I'll talk about Mulk Raj Anand. Now Mulk Raj Anand is part of the trinity of Raja Rao, R.K. Narayan and Mulk Raj. So these three people form the trinity, and in the Gandhian era along with Raja Rao and R.K. Narayan, Mulk Raj Anand is also quite important. Now the dates of Mulk Raj Anand are from 1905 to 2004. So he was born in 1905 in Peshawar, which is now in Pakistan, and he died in 2004 in Pune. Now little bit about his biography. In Peshawar, he was born into a Hindu coppersmith family, and Anand himself narrated the story of his upbringing in his autobiographical work called Apology for Heroism. Okay, Apology for Heroism, which came out in 1946. And he says in it, quote, "I grew up like most of my contemporaries, a very superficial, ill-educated young man without any bearings," unquote. And this he says because the education of those days glorified mostly Western culture at the expense of the Indian tradition. Later on, he participated in the Gandhian movement for India's struggle for independence. And as a consequence, he also suffered imprisonment for some time. So he was sent to jail for some time. Later on, he went to England to do research in philosophy in 1924. And while he was there, he came in touch with avant-garde movements and left-wing politics, and even joined the International Brigade during the Spanish Civil War. And when he finally returned to India, he founded the quarterly magazine, art magazine called Marg. Okay, M-A-R-G, Marg. Now, from an exam point of view, this is important. So just remember the date that it was founded in 1946. Now, little bit about the fiction or the writings of Mulk Raj Anand. Let's say, what are the characteristics or the traits of the writings of Mulk Raj Anand? Now, Anand's fiction has been shaped by what he himself calls the double burden on my shoulders, the Alps of the European tradition and the Himalaya of my Indian past. And to his Indian past, however, Anand's attitude is somewhat ambivalent. On the one hand, he is critical of fossilized tradition, which at times we find in Indian culture. But at the same time, he is also very much interested in ancient Indian art, and he seems to be very much interested in the life of Indian peasants. And Mulk Raj Anand has written not only novels, but also short stories, critical essays in English, and he is known for his realistic and sympathetic portrayal of the poor in India. And it is mainly from European tradition that Anand derives his socialist faith or socialist ideals and his vision of a modern egalitarian society when it comes to India. This is what he aspires Indian tradition to be, Indian culture to be in future. Now, some of the important writings of Mulk Raj Anand are Untouchable. This book is considered to be the most important. And Untouchable came out in 1935. And in this novel, Anand describes a day in the life of Baka. Okay, B-A-K-H-A, Baka. Baka is the name of a character. He's a young sweeper from the outcasts colony, or let's say from the Dalit community. And the setting is in North India, some North Indian cantonment town. So what he describes in the novel is the daily hardships that Baka faces. And in the end, he also suggests three alternative solutions to his problems. First solution is when a missionary tries to persuade him to embrace Christianity. Second, he listens to Gandhiji, who advocates social reform. And third solution is he hears that mechanization of everything, or using machines, let's say for the purpose of sanitation, is the only possible answer. And the novel ends with Baka thinking of everything he had heard, though he could not understand it all. After The Untouchable, the next important work of Mulk Raj Anand is called Coolie. Okay, C-O-O-L-I-E. Coolie. And Coolie is basically about a orphaned village boy called Monu. Okay, Monu is the name of the protagonist. And he's from Kangra Hills, and he sets out in search of a livelihood. And later on, he tries several roles, including that of a domestic servant, a coolie, a factory worker, a rickshaw puller. And all of this take him to various places, from Bombay to Shimla, until consumption, which is an earlier name of tuberculosis. Tuberculosis finally brings his struggles to an untimely end. And in the novel, it is illustrated that Monu and his fellow coolies are exploited by the forces of industrialism, capitalism, communalism, and colonialism. Now, another important novel of Mulk Raj Anand is called Two Leaves and a Bud. Okay, Two Leaves and a Bud. And the setting of the story is in Assam, in a tea plantation in Assam. And the name of the character or the protagonist is Gangu. Okay, Gangu. Gangu is basically a poor Punjabi peasant, and he is compelled to work in unhygienic conditions, and later on he is starved, and finally he is shot dead by a British officer who tries to rape his daughter. So from an exam point of view, just remember the names of the protagonists, the brief storyline, because the novels of Mulk Raj Anand are quite important. After that, Mulk Raj Anand has also written a trilogy. Trilogy is basically a set of three novels connected by a common theme or common character or common storyline. And in this trilogy, the first part is called The Village, okay, The Village, which came out in 1939. After that, it's called Across the Black Waters, okay, Across the Black Waters, which came out in 1941. And the third part of the trilogy is The Sword and the Sickle, okay, The Sword and the Sickle, which came out in 1942. And the first novel basically gives us a realistic picture of life in a typical Punjabi village. And the name of the protagonist is Lal Singh. Okay, Lal Singh is the name of the protagonist. Now, Lal Singh is a kind of rebel. A rebel against all the village moors. And finally, what he does is escape from the village. He runs away. And then we have the next part called Across the Black Waters, in which we see Lal Singh joining the army and fighting in Flanders in the First World War. And then the last part of this trilogy is called The Sword and the Sickle. Now, in this what happens, Lal Singh returns home from a German prison. He starts to befriend communists and later on again ends up in prison. So, in this trilogy, the protagonist is the connecting thread, you can say that. Now, after that, Mulk Raj Anand has also worked on an autobiographical novel, which was projected to have 7 volumes. Okay, so it should have had 7 parts, but he managed to write only 4 of them. Only 4 were completed. And in these 4 parts of this autobiographical novel project, the protagonist is the same. It is Krishan Chandar. Now, the first part is called 7 Summers. Okay, 7 Summers. This came out in 1951. After that, Morning Face. Okay, Morning Face, which came out in 1968. After that, Confessions of a Lover. Okay, Confessions of a Lover, which came out in 1976. And finally, the fourth one, The Bubble. Okay, The Bubble, which came out in 1984. Now, the pehla part hai, 7 Summers. Isme basically, it's basically a fictional account of his childhood. The childhood of Mulk Raj Anand. After that, Morning Face. Okay, Morning Face mein kya hota hai? The hero Krishan Chandar goes to school. So, it's all about his school days and adolescence and the growth of Krishan Chandar. Now, third part hai, Confession of a Lover. Okay, Confession of a Lover, in which Krishan Chandar goes to college now. And he also has an unsuccessful affair with a young married Muslim girl. Then he tries out poetry, journalism, politics, and finally leaves for England. So, this part of his autobiographical project, Confessions of a Lover, this is basically about the love story between Krishan Chandar and Yasmin. Now, uske baad ek aur novel hai, The Big Heart. Okay, The Big Heart. Now, The Big Heart, basically, it's about a young coppersmith whose name is Big Heart because of his generosity. But the mistake that he makes, this young coppersmith makes, is that he encourages machine and modernity. But the thing is, if machines take over, then the traditional ways of doing things, that will get compromised. But usse pehle aap ye jaan lo ki coppersmith kehte kise hain. See, a coppersmith is basically anybody who makes jewelry utensils out of copper. That's why it is called coppersmith. And there is another word called blacksmith. So what is a blacksmith? A person who makes material out of iron. Okay, iron se jo banate hain, un logon ko blacksmith kehte hain. And anybody who makes material out of copper is called a coppersmith. And the mistake which Big Heart makes in this novel is that he promotes modernity and use of machines. And ultimately he pays the price with his life. And as I told you at the beginning of the audio, that even Mulk Raj Anand was born into a Hindu coppersmith family. Now after that there's one more important novel by Mulk Raj Anand called The Old Woman and the Cow. Okay, The Old Woman and the Cow, which came out in 1960. बेसिकली इसमें दो चीजें हैं. वन इज द कैरेक्टर कॉल्ड गौरी, एंड गौरी सिग्निफाइज द काउ. काउ मीन्स समबडी हु इज सिंपल, इजी टू डील विद. बट वट हैपन्स इन द कोर्स ऑफ द नॉवल इज, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, गौरी इज अ वेरी सिंपल पीजेंट गर्ल हुज हस्बैंड हैज लेफ्ट हर और अबैंडन्ड हर, एंड लेटर ऑन हर मदर सेल्स हर टू अ रिच मर्चेंट. बट गौरी मैनेजेस टू एस्केप एंड शी बिकम्स सेल्फ रिलायंट, एंड इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ हर स्ट्रगल्स शी ट्रांसफॉर्म्स फ्रॉम अ सिंपल काउ टू अ टाइग्रेस. सो इट इज अ काइंड ऑफ रिवर्सल ऑफ द एज ओल्ड सीता मिथ. सो ऑलमोस्ट लाइक सीता से दुर्गा बन गई वो. सो वेन एवर यू आर रीडिंग मुल्कराज आनंद, जस्ट रिमेम्बर द नेम्स ऑफ द प्रोटैगनिस्ट ऑफ हिज इम्पॉर्टेंट नॉवल्स, उसके बाद लिटिल बिट ऑफ द स्टोरी लाइन एंड सम फैक्ट्स अबाउट द लाइफ ऑफ मुल्कराज आनंद, बिकॉज ऑल ऑफ दीज आर इम्पॉर्टेंट एंड दे कैन आस्क क्वेश्चंस ऑन एनी ऑफ दिस. एंड समटाइम्स दे ऑल्सो आस्क वन मोर क्वेश्चन, दैट हु इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द फाउंडर ऑफ द इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज इंडियन नॉवल. ओके, इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज इंडियन नॉवल, द आंसर इज मुल्कराज आनंद. एंड राजा राव इज फेमस फॉर द फॉरवर्ड विच ही हैज रिटन इन कांथापुरा, बट मुल्कराज आनंद इज कंसिडर्ड एज द फाउंडर ऑफ द इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज इंडियन नॉवल.